My name is Happy the Humbug, and I want to tell you something else, too. Although I'm a real live pedigree humbug, Christmas to me is hardly humbug. That's why I'm so anxious to see the present that the pink elephant is going to give me. I guess I'll have to wait, because here comes Willy the Wiz.
For a long time now, Happy the Humbug has been saying,
Christmas is coming, Christmas is coming, and I'm a poor, lowly-hearted, sad, parentless boy.
Yes, Happy was very miserable because he was born without parents, which is a common occurrence among humbugs. He was born without parents and was absolutely certain that he wouldn't receive any Christmas presents.
That's a terrible thing to happen to someone like me, 6, going on 7.
That is how Happy felt for a long, long time. But today, well, how shall I say it? Today is the most wonderful day of the year. You see, this is Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas from me, too.
Now, Happy has had a very trying time of it. That we all know. He's had the most terrible problems. But today is Christmas. Christmas Day. No matter how I say it, no matter how I think it, I can express it only in one word. Christmas. And it's a wonderful day for Happy, too.
Oh, I gotta admit it, yes. It is a wonderful day. Because I'm gonna get a present today. I'm still not somebody's son, but the pink elephant has promised me a present. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, within his pink body, the pink elephant has a large pink heart. Happy and Hunky are waiting for him in front of his favorite wall. They are waiting for the wonderful present the wondrous pink elephant will bring Happy on this wonderful day.
Oh, golly. I hope he doesn't keep us very long, Hunky. I sure am anxious to see what he's going to give me.
I'll bet he'll bring you something just as nice as this new pair of shiny blue serge pants I was given Happy. I'll bet it'll be even nicer.
You know, I'm pretty lucky when you come to think of it. Having a pal like you and a grown-up friend like the pink elephant. Oh, it almost makes up for a couple of parents. Almost.
Thank you, Happy. You know, that's very kind of you. And I... Uh-oh, look. There comes the pink elephant now. Oh, look at what he's carrying.
Oh, yeah, golly, golly. Pink elephant! Pink elephant!
Merry Christmas, pink elephant!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, what a beautiful sight for such a beautiful day. For out of the wood, the pink elephant ran at a very fast pace with a hump and a span. And behind him, he carried a huge Christmas box covered with tinsel and bells and shamrock.
Oh, gosh, what a big gift box.
And heavy, too. Here, just let me put it down for a moment.
Why, it's bigger than the humbug. It's big enough for him to live in it.
It's a very special gift, lads. Special for Happy the Humbug.
Oh, thank you. Can we open it now, huh?
Oh, not so fast.
Huh?
This is special, and there is a special ceremony attached to this. Before I can open this gift box, I must do a dance with it on my favorite wall. Up I go.
Yes, the box and the elephant first did a dance, a delicate twirl, then a spring, then a prance, and then...
Well, that's enough. I'll come down now and open it.
Well, come on, now. Let me see what I want to...
Yes,
my
then,
present.
The wondrous pink elephant stood on his toes and opened the box with his very pink nose.
There, lads. It's open. And what do you think is in it, Happy? Just what do you think?
I don't know.
Hello, Happy, my son.
Happy, my darling little son.
Son? Oh, golly. A mother and father for me?
Yes. I'm your new father.
And I'm your new mother.
And you look just like me. You're humbugs, aren't you? Humbugs, Hunky. At last I'm a son. And I'm not the son of a turtle, because I have a turtle's back. Or the son of a monkey, because of my monkey's tail.
And not even the son of a giraffe. Because your head and neck's a giraffe.
No, I'm the son of a humbug. Real live mama and papa humbugs. Can I kiss you, Mother?
Of course you may, dear.
How about me?
Oh, I just love to kiss you, Father. Boy, if I knew what I was missing before, I'd be twice as unhappy.
Son, as your new two parents, I think we're quite smart.
For we know what's close to a little boy's heart on a bright Christmas morn, so we've brought many things.
Oh, look. What's in the box, too?
Some marbles and skates.
Oh, and a shiny new bike with a large bell that rings. Oh, Mother and Father, this is the most wonderful day in my life. Pink Elephant, you're such a peach to bring me two parents, and my parents are so peachy to bring such catchy toys.
I'm going to cry. You keep on talking that way, which is not a bad idea after all, because we'll need some strawberry tears for what I've planned.
Oh, what have you planned, Pink Elephant?
A party, and a little strawberry syrup won't hurt.
Yes, they had a party. A Christmas party. A wonderful Christmas party. A wonderful Christmas party, for it was a wonderful Christmas day. And you know what Happy did most, besides kissing his new parents? He laughed and he laughed. It was a wonderful laugh. Very fitting for a wonderful party on a wonderful day. And he played with his bunch of remarkable toys, some that were quiet and some that made noise. And for hours and hours and hours thereafter, they danced to the tune of Happy's glad laughter.
Oh, look who wants to get into this party.
Huh? Can we get in?
Yes. Can we join you?
Well, it's Christmas. Maybe we can be generous today, huh? What do you say, Happy?
Well, if they promise not to tell any cock and bull stories...
We promise.
We certainly do.
Cross your hearts and kiss your little pinkies.
Absolutely.
I'll kiss my pinky, too.
Well, then let them in. Let them join the party.
Oh, thank you so much.
From the bottom of our hearts.
Is that the bum steer I see peeking from behind the tree?
Yes, it is I. And I have repented. I'm truly sorry. Can't I join the party, too? I'll cross my heart and kiss my little finger, too, if you want me to.
Well, okay, bum steer. I should really be mad at you, but today is Christmas. Today is a wonderful day, and I can afford to be generous. Join the party.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Am I having fun? I wish Christmas came every day in the year.
It can come every day in the year, Hunky. It certainly can.
Yeah? Who said that?
I did.
Say, have you been here all the time?
I've been with you through your complete story.
Wow, can you beat that?
Well, who are you?
I'm the Lady Fair who has helped tell your story.
Merry Christmas, Lady Fair.
Merry Christmas, too.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
You were saying something, Lady Fair?
Yes, I was.
Well, we'll listen. Go on.
I was saying that every day in the year could be like Christmas Day.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. How?
We can keep Christmas all year round if all the grown-ups in this world just use their heads and planned a way to keep a smile on every young child's face. If all the grown-ups in this world just used their heads and planned a way to keep the tummies of their children full and planned a way to keep the sniffles from their noses and planned a way to use the many wondrous things that are locked up inside of every young child's brain, waiting to unfold like a flower's bud as the child grows into manhood. If all the grown-ups in this world just used their heads and taught themselves to live among themselves in peace, for that is the way to live, in security, for that is the way to live, in tolerance of others, for that is the way to live. If all the grown-ups of this world just used their heads and then taught all these wondrous things to all the children of the world, we would have Christmas all year round. And we shall say, more than only once a year, Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas to you all. I'd say that standing still or dancing on my favorite wall.
Huh?
Merry Christmas to you all.
And that's not a cock and bull story.
Merry Christmas to you all, and I'll not give you a bum steer.
Merry Christmas to you all, and that goes double on Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all from a new mother.
And Merry Christmas to you all from a new father.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And I want to tell you something else, too. Although I'm a real live pedigree humbug, what I have just said is hardly humbug.
Oh, you're tired, Happy. You've had a long day. Now say your prayers and go to bed.
Will you listen, Mother, and you too, Father?
Of course, son.
Because no one has ever listened to my Now I Lay Me's before, and I say them every night.
We'll listen, son.
God bless Mother. God bless Father. And God bless Hunky, my best friend, and the pink elephant, and the cock and bull, and the bum steer, and Lady Fair. And God bless Happy, and keep Happy a good boy. Merry Christmas, everybody.